Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, this your boy Drummer Boy, aka B-Boy Fresh, and I'm here to tell you to get your music now, live on the Music Hype Beast. We beneficial. Hey, yeah, boy.
What's up and what's happening, people? It's your girl, LaJay, baby. Your favorite pop podcast, host of the Dream Hustle Win podcast with RAI Radio Network. You know that one. The one that hosts over 100,000 monthly network visitors. Yeah, you know it. And tonight, my people, tonight, we got a treat for you, baby. We got the one, the only, Mr. Von T in the building. What's good with you, Papa?
Hey, what's up? What's going on? How you doing tonight? What's up? What's up?
Yo, I'm better now that I got you in my clutches. Yo, little man. Now, we're going to jump right into it because now that I got you on here, you know what I'm saying? I just took a listen to a couple of your joints, you know what I'm saying? But I know for sure that you came on to talk about one in particular, and that joint is called On My Mind. So why don't you go ahead and talk to my people about what they are going to experience when they listen to this joint here?
Yeah, so the song called On My Mind, yeah, that song right there was actually, okay, so when I actually decided to come out with the song called On My Mind, that was my first big feature track. That's the first track that I'm featured on. I'm featured on there by them boys called the Cardiff Brothers. They actually reached out to me online. They heard one of my singles off one of my mixtapes. It was called A Star. It ain't even dropped yet. But they heard that single off one of these mixtapes that 21 Savage dropped. It was off a mixtape that Nicki Minaj dropped. And then they just wanted to do a song with me. So what happened was, man, we started coming up with ideas about what kind of song I wanted to make. And I just really wanted to talk about what be on my mind. So I started talking about, we started going against ideas and start trying to figure out what it is that we wanted to talk about. It was a song that's been in the making for about a good 4 months. Like I said, it was with the Cardiff Brothers, really hot artists out there in the game right now. They got millions of fans on Spotify, millions of fans on iTunes. And really, what it's really just talking about, man, is just talking about what, you know, the hustle, the grind, and every day trying to get up out of your same situation. You're just trying to make other people understand your vision. Really, that's what it's talking about.
No doubt, no doubt. We are definitely looking for that, Joan. If all y'all people don't know nothing else, I'm going to need you to follow my boy on Twitter so he can follow you back at that twitter.com/DOVU128, baby. 1278, excuse me. And then y'all need to get on over to that instagram.com/KOVU128, baby. Check him out on SoundCloud because that's what I check him out on. And y'all need to get with my boy here. Now, I keep telling people I ain't a stalker, baby, but I do my job. And I was all over your joint for this joint, and it was called Turn Off the Lights. Now, I thought that had actually, and I want to give you a congrats, my good sir, on the World Star World Hip Hop premiere for that joint right there. You know what I'm saying? And I saw that it is doing immense things across the internet. So please, please, please give my people some knowledge on what you done did with this joint here and where all of this taking you.
Real doubt. So, yeah, Turn Off the Lights is without a doubt, like, one of the biggest tracks that I've done so far. A real interesting point about me is, like, all of my music and the ideas that I make about my music all come off the top of the dome. I write my own stuff, no ghostwriting, no mumble rap, no nothing. Everything that I do is 100% original. It came straight off the brain, straight off of something that I thought about. And when I came up with Turn Off the Lights, really, I just wanted to come out with a song that was just no pressure. Like, everybody has all these songs out there that's always wanting you to either do some kind of new dance, or it's always trying to get you, you know, to understand that they 100, that they, you know, that they run the game, or they're blowing their head off or something like that, you know. And for me, like, even though Turn Off the Lights kind of talks a little bit about, you know, the same stuff, it don't have the same feel. And I like to try to bring people out of their comfort zone. And that's exactly what I did with Turn Off the Lights. And when I pushed it out there, it's one of those songs that people listen to it. And they're like, oh, man, I don't know if I really like this or not. But then when they listen to it, they understand that it's different. And when they hear it, they're like, oh, man, like this joint is really, it's really hot. So when they start listening to it, it just kind of just picked up from there. And after it dropped on WorldStar, I didn't expect for it to do as big as the numbers that it did. But then it did. And then then I started getting booked shows for it. So it's been still kind of it hasn't slowed down yet.
No doubt. It definitely hasn't because, honey, I've been shared it a couple of times. You know, I'm all my sharing good music. That's what we do. You know what I'm saying? It's all love. And you like what you like. And I like that joint there, Poppy. Yeah, it ain't.
Yeah.
Now, y'all make sure y'all checking for my guy on that 106.1, the Beats Man Diego. Sure you listen all day, baby, because you don't want to let it go. You don't want to miss it, Ava, honey. Y'all make sure y'all check up on him on that Instagram. Y'all make sure y'all follow him on that Twitter. He will follow you back. Now, when it comes to, like, any new development, what's on your agenda that we need to be looking out for?
Oh, man, yeah. So, like, after All My Mind drops, All My Mind is going to drop next month. It's going to drop, like, pretty much like we at the end of the month already, right? So, I mean, it's going to drop in March. And then I'm going to come out with the album version of A Star, and so I said album, so I'm still working on my album. All those joints that's out right now, Brands, A Star that's coming out, The Plug, which was the first one that I dropped, Turn Off the Lights, and then a couple of other tracks is all going to be on this album that I'm dropping, my first album called The Tables Have Turned. It's going to be my very first album, and that's what I'm working on. I am currently right now still writing songs for the album, but I'd absolutely love to network and work with other artists that want to try to get a slot on my album still. So I am definitely still doing features. And I just like really showcasing my talent and skill with other artists just so I can show them what I bring to the music game as well. Being an up-and-coming artist and moving rapidly as I am, I would like to have and try to bring other artists with me. So even though I'm writing on my own tracks and try to put those on my album, I definitely am not turning away artists that would look for a collaboration.
No doubt. Y'all heard my king. He's shouting you out. So if you're looking to get that work, honey, I suggest you go ahead and fix your face to go and check the goods. Now y'all can check him out at twitter.com/KOVU127A, baby. And get with him on that instagram.com/KOVU127A, honey. And if you like what you're hearing and you like what's going on and you think you would be a good compliment to the album, boo, go on ahead and get that work. Send it to him at KOVU1278@gmail.com and put your bid in for that work, baby. Have no shame in your game because most don't get fed, so y'all need to get in where you can fit in. And my boy definitely then carved his own lane and riding the hell out of that joint. So y'all need to make sure y'all check it for my guy. He is pulling those shorts and taking those losses, so I suggest you don't either, baby. Mr. Vaughn T in the building. Yo, it is a privilege to have you on the show today. Like I suggest all y'all do, I text them out, baby. And you know your girl don't gas. I ain't got no time for all of that because I'm a small fish in a big pond. After this, back to your regular scheduled program. So thank you, my guy. And I want to give you a chance to shout out all your people because a lot of the time without no team, there is no dream, and vice versa. So we want to make sure that we're showing them the same love and support that, you know, man, they show in you. So go on and shout them out, boo.
Yo, yo, yo. No doubt. Hey, I just want to shout out. First, I want to shout out God, you know what I'm saying, for making sure that I was able to complete everything that I wanted to complete. Secondly, I wanted to shout out my alter ego, which everybody has seen. They know that I'm the only rapper in the game right now with a mask on. I'm the only one that wears a helmet, only one with a face piece. My alter ego definitely pulled me through the hard times. Outside of that, I want to just thank my team, you know, Symbiotic Music, my dudes that's on my team, Maurice, my family, Jada, Jesse, Deanna, Willie, a couple of other, you know, other artists and individuals that work in my hometown where I'm from, you know, K-Solo, DJ Stone, DJ Cotton, you know, I just wanted to holler at a couple of folks that's in there in Atlanta, Luther Banks, Reggie out there at Patchwork Studios, and my engineers, and all the other artists that's helped me come along the way. Hey, just know that, you know what I'm saying, if I missed you for some odd reason, you know what I'm saying, it ain't no, you know, no hard feelings or anything like that. Just know that, you know, if you worked with me in the past, just know that, hey, I'm going to still stay the same, so you can hit me up, man. We can chop it up. We can go ahead and go from there.
No doubt, no doubt. To all his people. Maurice, Jesse, Jada, Diana, Willie, DJ Stone, baby, and Cotton. Thank you, honey, because definitely good music. And my boy, Von Teden, gave it to us. So all y'all out there, you know your girl don't gas. The music is a one, baby. Get with my boy, Von T. You need to check him out on Twitter. You need to check him out on Instagram. Follow him. Like, share, comment, download, baby. That's how do we know you're there if you don't leave your mark, honey. This has been your girl, LaJ, baby. Your favorite power podcast, though. For the Dream Hustle Win podcast, that one. Well, all right, Radio Net, Radio Pushers, honey. Y'all need to make sure you check in for my boy, Von T, honey. Like I said, he out here doing some major things. And I want to make sure y'all check him and watch him on the way up. Because he's on the way up. Hey, that nigga on the way up. I want to thank everybody for listening to the Dream Hustle Win podcast with your girl, LaJ, baby, interviewing Von T. Thank you to all the sponsors for allowing us to do what we do, baby. We're going to catch y'all on the flip side, and deuces for me and my boy one time.
Yo, appreciate it. Appreciate y'all having me. Hey, and if y'all want to, check me out March 31st in ATL. I'll be performing live. Check me out on my website. You can go ahead and get your tickets now while they're on the low.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I forgot to tell them. Y'all can check him out at nyfaton.com/KOVU128, baby. Make sure you use that code, VONTE425, and get with it for that live. You dig. One time from your girl, LaJ, baby, and Mr. Von T all day.
KOVU128.